Harrison. I'm having an interview today with Gary Sinclair. He's an amazing gentleman who has been healed and touched by the divine and has a really good healing way to de-traumatize people, and he's going to share it with us today, and I'm really excited to have him here. How are you, Gary?
I am fantastic.
Me too. And yeah. I'm really excited to have you tell the listeners. I mean, I've talked to you a little bit. We've got to know each other a little bit. And you know, really think that this is the message that needs to get out there. These things are available. And I would love for you to tell your story and how this all came about for you.
Absolutely. Love to. Absolutely blessed to. And again, thanks for having me on the show. I was actually born in 1945. I was born called a blue baby, which means my lungs weren't quite all there. In fact, they said I had roughly 50% lung capacity at the time. So I grew up being a child who was loved to life. That's a big statement to make. I was loved to life because the doctors in no way believed that I was going to live with only 50% lung capacity. But I became a severe asthmatic. I had all the allergies. I laugh today because I grew up as a child allergic to trees, grass, plants, and flowers. Now, if your mind doesn't make a mess out of that, something wrong, because it means what in the world do you eat? And that's the way I remember those early years. It finally got to where I ended up going away to college. I got married. I have a starting family of two fine boys. And then on Valentine's Day, I ended up falling out of bed onto the floor and thinking in my own mind's eye, I've had a stroke. Now, I thought that because my father had had a stroke. I went to the hospital. I watched him work with all these people, and in the process of what they were doing, they actually got all that physical ability in most cases to come back so much that I was sure I'd be okay. I had a few other funny things about me because I couldn't really figure out where upright was. I knew if I used the arm that seemed to work right to get me to where upright was and picked it up, I'd fall back over on the floor. What I was looking at in my eyes seemed to be seeing two of everything. And in fact, as my heart would beat, whatever I was looking at would seem to be up and down with each heartbeat. Well, to make the story a little bit short for you, it ended up, after 30 days in hospital, being told that I had multiple sclerosis. And if anybody knows about MS, you realize not a good prognosis. The doctors didn't know what the final outcome would be until I had at least another attack. And true to form, the next one was 3 years later based on Valentine's Day. From that point on, that who sits at the highest magnitude, the guy in the white coat, the one who we give our power and authority over the two, informed me that it would be roughly every 3 years on Valentine's Day. And in fact, it worked. It's true. My wife would catch me ahead of time getting ready. Now, the lungs that were down to 50% lung capacity, there were other accidents that took place so that they actually went down to one-third capacity by the time I was 35. It finally got to the point where I had lost 80% of my mobility over the course of 14 years, multiple sclerosis. The only thing that moved, what I would say easily, but really not easily, was my right arm. And I had a watch on there that my father had gotten when he was overseas in the war. And what would happen is when I'd go to pick up food on a spoon, because I'd have to use a spoon in order to be able to pick up food, everything fell off a fork as I shook. I realized I couldn't quite get it to my mouth. So as bad as it was, when we finally met with the doctors to see what he could give me to help, believing somehow there's still a miracle out there, he really told my wife and I that we needed to understand I would be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. Inside my head, I heard a voice that said, no way, no way, no way, because I wanted to fight. I wanted to be able to come back to what would be normal for most people. And yet it did not appear to be something that was going to happen. He told her that I would be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life, and I basically told him, no, I'm going to heal. He agreed to support me. At that point in time, I started looking for anything that was alternative, anything that was out there, whether it was changing the diet, acupuncture, acupressure, massage, you name it. I was more than willing to do it. And in fact, it finally got to where the chiropractor I worked with, who became one of my best friends, ended up putting mirrors down the side of one wall so that as I looked into those mirrors, I was actually able to see where he was touching my body, simply because he could be touching me, but I wouldn't necessarily know where. It came to a point 6 months into working with him when I realized for the first time in 14 years, I had feeling the back of my left leg calf. Left side was the side that went first. Then now, for the first time, I actually have feeling coming back into my body that causes me to know for sure, absolutely, positively, totally, completely. I now know that I will completely heal. It was the following. It was a process then that took about 16 months total working with all those to where I finally went to church on a Sunday, took communion, which was for me my confirmation between God and I, that it was a done deal. And that was now 35 years ago. And the only thing anybody's ever heard me say since then is I had MS. In fact, I began immediately trying to work on my body as best I could, realizing I still have a one-third lung capacity. By the time I reached the age of 42, I became the National Senior Olympic Freestyle Gold Medal Figure Skating Champion for the USA. I just had to do what I could to strengthen those legs and get my body back. You can come out of something, but if you're physically impaired for 14 years, body's still not in the best of shape, even if you've got feeling all the way down. Now, in addition to that, I began to research anything that I could that was an alternative holistic therapy, looking at how do other people heal, you know, what took place. Well, it was 6 months later that I had to go in and have my blood drawn again because the dosage of medication they had me on, just one of many, the average person takes 300 milligrams over the course of 24 hours. I didn't know that I was a drug addict at the time. However, I was taking 1,200 milligrams every 4 hours and doing that round the clock. Well, the doctor took my blood work. I was positive he's going to have something brand new that will work. I just knew there was going to be something that was miraculous. However, when he came back out of the room, because it was a slow day in the clinic, he went in and did the blood work himself. When he came back out, I could tell by the look in his face, he was not going to make me happy. He says, I really hate to tell you this, but honestly, the way your body's eating up what we're giving you for medications, based on the results that I just got in your test, we need to double your dosage. Let me tell you, that voice inside my head screamed again, no way, no way, no way, no way. I told him I would wait 2 weeks. He had to give me enough medications I could get through 2 weeks, and if at the end of 2 weeks I wasn't healed, I'd let him double it. But inside, I just had this belief that if I can get over the MS, honest, the lungs have absolutely positively, totally, completely, they don't have a choice. They must heal. Well, I'm going to make a long story short because it came all the way down to where I was challenged to believe that I was created this way by the religious group I was involved with. I was told that I had to accept the fact that this is the way God made me. But I have to tell you, I'm reading the Sermon on the Mount in that little black book called the Bible, and there's a place in there where Jesus says, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as I'm reading it, I have this movie, this picture of what's going on in my head. So as it happens, I almost realize what's going on, that he's saying, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And since you're not going up there with MS, what makes you think you've got to go with a lung condition? Now, remember, I'm reading this because I'm visual. My fingers are going along on the page. So I back my fingers back up again in that chapter in Matthew. I read it all over again. Even though I have that book today, and I oftentimes think, go look and see if it's back. Those verses, that extra bit of, since you're not going up there with MS, what makes you think you've got to go with a lung condition? They're not there. It doesn't matter, but I'll tell you, at the time, I got goosebumps. I got goosebumps because I began to realize that not only was that something for me, but that was something for everybody else that was out there. It didn't matter what it was, because we are talking birth defects from the standpoint of what we're considering. Well, I love it because the following Sunday, I had already told my wife on 9 p.m. on Friday night that when I took communion Sunday, that would be a done deal and my lungs are going to heal. But it was interesting because the senior pastor for the Missouri Lutheran Church was there that Sunday, and he actually said that an interesting thing happened on Friday night at 9 p.m. He said, I got a message from God that when people take communion, their lungs will heal. So I turned and looked at my wife and I said, see, I told you. We love it. She'd watched miracles take place in my life before. It wasn't that it was absolutely new, but it just one of those things where we knew that we knew. Well, they served communion in a round. So I had pills in my back pocket because we were going up into the mountains that afternoon. We were going to go for a ride. And I just, you know, when you've been where I've been, you have pills hidden all over the place so that you know from a safety standpoint you can get to medication that quickly. And we took communion. I took communion. I went over to that pastor. I put the pills in his hands and told him that at 9 p.m. on Friday night, I told my wife that God was healing my lungs today. And I was glad God had confirmed it to him. But I said, we're going up to the mountains this afternoon, and I'm telling you, I'm going to go with a full lung capacity. He looked at me with a nice look. He turned my hand back over and said, well, Gary, I mean, really, let's think about these pills. Don't you think at least as a precaution, you know, these ought to be going with you? And he turned his hand back over. I said, whose faith are we to doubt, mine or God's? He kept the pills. Within 15 minutes, the butterfly effect seemed to hit my lungs or hit my lung and my rib cage. I'd been a tall, straight, skinny guy at that point, but all of a sudden the bones in the front of my body began to seem to lift up and spread out. And from within, that tickling sensation just kept me getting deeper and deeper. And in the course of 15 minutes, I went from one-third actual tissue, or what was the equivalency of one half from birth, in there, all the way to full lung capacity in 15 minutes. Now, let me tell you, when that happens, and these people used to see me pushed around in a wheelchair, they want to know, what did you do? They want answers. Let me tell you, I didn't have them. I'm already researching everything I can. I'm already taking every therapeutic process I can. I'm looking at what works, why it works, when it works, how it works. If it took them 6 days to teach it, could it be done in two? You know, how do you shorten it all up? How do you find the miracle within the miracles and teach that which is those miracles? And that's where I am today. It's now 35 years later. And in fact, from that point on, I remained absolutely healthy until July of this year. Literally, I've been a perfect specimen for those that are out there in the medical profession, and they know it. July 2nd, I felt like I was having a stroke because the right side of my face was paralyzed. My speech went a little slurred and began to get a little worse. I finally decided maybe I should go to the hospital. Over the course of the next 3 days, I actually had 14 strokes. Not one, two, or three. I had 14 strokes. Now, the thing with them is I had either left right side paralysis, I had them, which also surprised them that they jumped from one side of my body to the other. In addition to that, even with medical staff from UCSD Medical Center in California on camera watching what was going on, I would use what I know to be true. I would use the processing that I would teach anybody. And doing what I know to do, I literally came out of every single stroke within 30 minutes. Now, they still have me on some precautionary meds, which I told them to do for 90 days, so it's only been 60. But they know beyond a shadow of a doubt they can't find anything wrong with me today. So I've learned, I know what I've studied, I know what I've put together. And what I really put together originally was a 3-day program that was called Life Cleanup. It's not that name anymore. Today that program is called Restoration. And it's called Restoration because of other learning and teaching that I've gotten even within the last couple of years. So realize what I've done is I've looked at what is our part in the healing process, and from that, that's where I've grown in life. Truth is, life is an inside job. We hear that statement, we think about it, but it never hits with the reality where we honestly realize it's an inside job. When you're born and you don't know a thing, think about it. Would you know what you know today? You only know what you know today because it's an inside job. What I discovered in going through everything I went through is that most people today are allowing the energy of life with all this memory structure and so forth to live them. You're not really living a life. It's an energy that's living you because you are, in fact, the spirit being housed in a body. But this whatever's happened to you over all these years is actually living you rather than you understanding who you are as energy on the inside, and you living as the energy that you are. That's the 2-day program I created that's now called Restoration, Restoring Your Life, Redesigning Your Future. because I'm teaching people how to connect with the actual energy that is you, and that makes a big difference. Rhonda, can I teach them how to feel their energy, the real you in there?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. Okay. If they took and put their hands in front of them, they could take their thumb and rub the thumb into the middle of the opposite palm. And as they rub their thumb into the middle of the opposite palm, it's going to get to where they can feel a feeling of a little bit of a burn sensation in there. When they do that, they can switch and rub the thumb into the opposite hand so that they've done it to both hands. It's a very easy feeling, very easy to do, just a simple motion with your rubbing. Then as you take your hands and place them both out to the side with your fingertips pointing out, your hands are nicely relaxed, you'll realize you can still feel a feeling that's there in the center of your hands. Now, the reason for that is energy goes where you pay attention, and what you intend now is to feel that energy that's flowing there, because you created that feeling of that energy when you did what you did. Now, there used to be, when I was a child, I had a rubber ball that was about 10 to 12 inches around. It was not the size of a basketball, much smaller because it was only like 10 to 12 inches around, but I could bounce or kick that ball. It's a child's ball. And if I put that ball right in front of anyone listening, if they brought their hands in, bring the hands in so that they're nice and relaxed and so the fingers are all wrapped around that ball. Now make sure there's the same amount of space, an inch or so between fingertips and an inch or so between where your wrist is, so you have the same amount of space there. Then allow yourself to look right into the middle of the spaces between your hands. As you look right into the middle, allow yourself to intend to feel whatever's there. And then take your hands and just slowly pull them out 3 to 4 inches, slowly, and move them right back into the same spot. Do it again. Pull them apart slowly, move them right back into the same spot. And as you continue to do that, allow yourself to feel that feeling that's there in the middle of your hand. Because it's an easy feeling to actually feel. The reason why? It's you. The only thing about you that is that which is eternal is the energy that you're now feeling between your hands. In fact, the body that you started listening to this show with is not even the same body anymore, because the cellular structure of who you are is being changed constantly. So that which we tend to identify ourselves as, which is the body, isn't even constant. That which remains the same, that which is eternal within you, is that energy that you're feeling. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
At first, it almost feels weird, but the reality is, this is who we are. So from my perspective, if this is who we are, what would it be like if we really begin to understand we have the capacity to think in terms of being this and living from this energy? If you do that, then everything about life is going to change. I promise you it's going to change. That's why I've been 35 years healthy. Think in terms of this. Let's look at the main theme of the work I do, because if God called me to anything, it was He called me to help people understand that these memories, these traumas, these events, these things that they've lived with all their life, that when they think about them still today bother them, it doesn't have to anymore. Literally within seconds, you can cause any memory, all the way up to post-traumatic stress. You heard me say that. You can take any negative memory, all the way up to the worst memories ever, and neutralize them in seconds. In fact, we'll talk about worst memories ever at another point in this conversation. But for now, let's look at it from a different perspective. If I took and wrote out a scale and marked 1 to 10 on a sheet, 1 would be memories that, you know, they're there. I mean, you can think about them, but there's really no charge to them in any way. If we went to the other end, that would be a 10. A 10 would be a memory that in reality you don't necessarily even want to think about because it upsets you that much. And that I understand. If you look down in the low range, you could look at memories in the 3 to 4 range. And let's do this. Find a memory that's in that 3 to 4 range. Because if you think of a memory that's in the 3 to 4 range, that's minor. It's something that when you think about it, you realize, yeah, it happened. You know, it's not going to kill you. It's not going to keep you from sleeping at night. But yet when you think about it, it still bothers you. There's something there that has a negative charge that allows you the knowing that it still bothers you. And I trust you all find that memory, because what you're about to experience is just the beginning introduction to what it's like to realize the potential of living your life as energy. Think about that memory now and do yourself a favor. Create that ball that you had before, the one where it's the same space on the top of your fingers, same space between your wrists. Make that nice round ball again. And I want you to simply keep thinking about that memory. I want you to realize what there is about that memory that you realize still bothers you. And as you do, I want you to take your hands and actually do what you did before. I want you to pull them apart and back together three times. And then when you get to the fourth time, I want you to pull them apart and keep right on going all the way out until you let it go. Now hold on to the memory. Think about that which you realize bothers you. You know those emotions and feelings. And then just begin to move your hands apart and back together. Do it three times. And then the fourth time. Simply go all the way out. Let it go. And then simply look around the room where you're at. Now think about the memory.
Very
down.
Good.
Now, as long as you've been thinking about a memory it's marvelous. I'm so in awe of what I know is possible, and so many thousands of lives have been changed. When you think now back about that memory, you'll notice it's neutral. And again, this is only a beginning process. Now, if you did what was right and stayed in that 3 to 4 range, then the memory will be completely neutral. If it is not, I guarantee you, it is very different. And if, in fact, there's something still that you're feeling, then potentially that memory was higher than a 4, and all you have to do now is feel what remains and do the same process all over again. Very seldom does it ever take more than twice to begin to neutralize memories in these ways. Now remember, this is only one of the ways that we talk about. So Rhonda, do you have a question, perchance?
I was just thinking about how... Can you let people know how to get a hold of your book and your website real quick?
Oh, absolutely. The website is just my name, Gary, G-A-R-Y, Sinclair, SINCLAIR.com. And right now, with my book agent's permission, I'm allowed to give that book away for free. So if you go on there and see the link on the top that says free download, you're welcome to go ahead in and download a copy of that book. That's GarySinclair.com. I can't guarantee you that it'll always be there. So if you're listening to this message and it's not, I'm sorry. It's just I'm a busy guy. And because of what this work is doing, and you realize that, not only am I busy, it may already be past the date where the public television special has now been aired. It's an honor to me to realize the value of this work is such that they're right now in final funding for a public television special.
Well, that's great. Do you know when that's going to be?
No, they're in final funding. That's all I know.
Oh, they're in the
My
final funding.
My agent has come back and said, yep, because they're going to, they totally fund them all the way up front so that they're ready to do the cost of filming.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Nice. And then you do seminars and group healing seminars, am I correct?
Yes. Well, Restoration is now a 2-day program. I have one this coming weekend here at my home in Fallbrook, California. I schedule them around the country. Once there is 5 or more who are ready to do that course, they can just register that they'd like to be doing Restoration somewhere in the country, and I do that. I also travel and speak to groups quite often. The last largest area that I worked with was in Australia. I worked with 500 people there on this last trip, which was a 5-week trip. We recorded over 10,000 memories neutralized, and in the process of doing that, at least 20% of those memories were at the level of post-traumatic stress disorder and were with people who have been officially diagnosed as traumatic stress.
Wow. So it's the interesting thing about
Oh, yes. Well, it is because it works. Do you know what?
Yeah.
60 to 80% when you look at therapies that are out there, they work 60 to 80% of the time. I had someone in my office this week, and I'm not going to tell you what the therapy was that he's been doing, but he's actually been going to a hospital that believes in alternative work. And he said 8 one-hour sessions working on a memory he had as a child. And when he looked at me with tears in his eyes, he says, I just don't understand. It's supposed to work, and every time I leave, it's only worse than it ever was before. Well, that's because every time you spend an hour thinking about something that bothers you that much, you're re-imprinting the trauma of that memory. In fact, yes, it only makes it worse. The thrill for me was to introduce him to a brand new process I've had for just over a year that's also in the book. It's called Soul Link. And although he had to run the process twice, which means it took him 20 seconds to do it the first time and 20 seconds to do it the second time, the memory went to neutral and no longer bothered him. Now, hear what I just said. 20 seconds the first time and 20 seconds the second. It was not an hour session where somebody's working on him for an hour trying to remove a traumatic memory that he's had since childhood. I just got a note from a therapist who's up in Northern California. She got a copy of the book for free back about August 3rd when another therapist posted online that he had a severe diagnosis of Bell's palsy of the face, Crohn's disease and some other stuff. But regardless, a diagnosis that I realized if I could teach him anything, I'd be gladly do that because I knew his name, I knew what line of work he was in, and he agreed to work with me. Well, afterwards, he had to post the fact that people don't bother to send me all places, any more recommended places and so forth to go because somebody's taught me what I need to know to heal, and I will complete the healing process. I don't heal anybody. I only taught you a procedure. That's what I do. I'm not in the healing business. People call me a healer. I don't think of myself as a healer at all. I'm just someone that has spent the quality time of years of effort taking every therapy, trying to figure out how do you make it simpler so it can be done that way. Now, the therapist that I started to talk about, she has a man who 30 years ago was involved in a situation where there was a gang. He was repeatedly abused in ways that we don't even want to talk about over the air, but traumatized in such a way that he's been living inside, not really even able to go outdoors for a long, long, long time. He ended up working with a therapist. She taught him this particular other process called Soul Link. I have an email from her yesterday that he sent now that it's been three weeks later, and he talked about the fact that he and his wife had gone shopping, and when you realize the guy literally has had a real severe time of even associating with people, he switched lines at one of the checkout stores they were in so that he would actually have to talk face-to-face with a man. Now, for him, that's major. To us, it doesn't sound like much, but you must remember it was an all-male group that abused him to that degree 30 years ago.
Right.
The end result of the story is he's just so thankful for the fact that he learned something that worked in seconds and the fact that that therapist told him how to get a copy of the book, which was the piece of work that she did with him, so that he's now working and talking to other people saying, let me show you what I did. Let me show you how it works. You can do this. And that I love. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. And that's the nice thing about your book is it's very instructive and it's very thorough. And it leaves people with a lot of tools that they can use with themselves or children anytime there's any type of trauma to de-escalate that right away instead of letting it sit dormant.
When I taught you the little one of just moving the hands in and out, when I landed in Brisbane, Australia, in the early part of May, right in the first week, the first email I received from a grandma in New Orleans, her grandson had been so abused in school that the school wondered whether he needed to be taken out and put in a private school just to help the child handle the abuse. Again, there's a little bit of disability there. They didn't do that. They left him in school, but they started him into a private training center and a school-type deal after school, supposed to help and all. And again, the day school said, I'm sorry, it's almost like he asked to be, you know, abused. And we really think it might be best if, you know, you look at other alternatives for him because this child's going to have a hard time growing up. Well, what the email basically said is he came in today because he's 8 years of old. He came in and he said, Grandma, Billy beat me up just like he always does, but it doesn't bother me at all. And he started laughing. But what he was doing as he's laughing is he's put his hands in front of him and he's moving them in and out and in and out. She said, I grabbed him. I picked him up. I cried. Hugged him. He got all upset because Grandma was upset. And no, you don't understand. She said, you don't understand that I realized you're doing what you need to do that's going to change the rest of your life. Grandma's the happiest grandma ever that you just came through the door. Show me you're using what Grandma taught you. So will it work for kids? Absolutely. Matter of fact, some of the therapeutic work is such that it really is using the entire energy field of the body for what it's doing. Everybody has a heartbeat. But what they don't think about is as long as you have a heartbeat, the gift of the second one is from someone that loves you so much that it's also unconditional love. So as long as your heart keeps on beating, and it is beating, then the energy field of who you are every second is a renewed energy field of what the complete composite of who you are is energy. So the reason for the last process that's in the book called Soul Link is that uses the entire energy field of who you are. And because it uses the entire energy field and all the pictures are there to make it as easy as can be to understand the procedure. It's step by step, could not be simpler explained. But because it does what it does, it can't help but pull the negative charge out of any memory that bothers anyone. So the power in it all. Yeah. Well, as I said, right now I'm at the point where essentially in the last year I've worked with probably around 1,700 people. I'm in the range of about 17,000 memories that have healed in the last year. And I'm talking memories that have neutralized and no longer the person in 20 seconds or less.
Wow.
I love it. That's
I
why
mean, I worked as a social worker.
Right.
I worked as a social worker for years, you know, and I used essential oils to help people, but this is an amazing new tool, and you know I run into people all the time when they need something like this. So, are you training people in how to do this?
At this point, I am. Yes, actually, God keeps confirming to me changes that I need to make, and I keep making them. August of last year, I was told it's time to cut the 3-day program down to 2 because of Soul Link. And it's time you write a certification for us to teach other people. So at this point, it took 8 months to write the course. The first requirement is that they go through the 2-day course, which is called Restoration. After that, there is a 3-day training that teaches them not only how to do that course, but how do you work with people doing a 2-hour session, which is called a life-changing session. And that's a session I do a lot of on Skype. I do those all over the globe. I cannot believe how busy one can get once the word gets out that you have something that does this caliber of work. And that's why, again, with the television special, it's necessary that I have a lot more people trained to do this work. So, yes, that's not something that's there. Restoration of itself begins by teaching you who are you inside? Where are you really at? How do you feel the energy of you? And, again, you felt the energy of you when we use your hands. But what would it be like to actually go inside your body and become you as the energy? That's big. We actually look at what other energy is inside of you. It can name a name or a face because a name or face comes to mind like mom or dad. As long as you can name them, then in fact there is energy inside of you that represents who they are. For many people, at least 20 names inside there, names or faces, literally have a controlling influence in your life to such a degree that literally you go to make decisions, you'll go to do things, you just can't do it because that controlling influence has that much power to it. 65% of the people on the face of the earth live their life to prove mom and dad right or wrong. Interesting to realize that can be neutralized and taken care of also within the framework of about 30 seconds. Then when you look at that, if you can get to where you understand who you are, you find out your core reason for living, your core reason for being here, that's another thing in restoration, then you begin to look at how do you neutralize any memory. The key to the entire structure over 2 days is when you get to the end of the second day, you're going to love hearing this, there's not one memory you can think of that still bothers you. Hear what I'm saying. When you get to the end of the second day, you have neutralized all the negative charge memory structure within you that goes all the way back to everything, including past life, karmic, genealogic, the energy that other people have given to you, all foreign energy that was in your body has been recognized and removed so that the person remains is absolutely there now in wholeness, connected in oneness to that which is the beat of their heart. And I've then taught them, how do you work with that which is the beat of your heart? Because there's a brain in the beat of your heart. It's the connection of where God keeps you going. And if God promised you the desires of your heart, not the wants of your head, the desires of your heart, then how do you participate and cause those things to take place? So I couldn't make it a complete program than what restoration is. The power that's there is so phenomenal for what it does. So for somebody out there who's already doing energetic work, any type of healing work, it doesn't matter what it is, if you really understand therapy, intervention, work with people, chances are you need to look at what restoration is on the website. Consider it for yourself and then ask yourself, do I want to do this work? Do I want just the training so that I can use all the tools that are in there? I figure there's probably as much as 20 different therapies wound up in the totality of what those 2 days involve.
Multifaceted way to approach memories so that they aren't life stagnating.
Right.
Because what I notice is people stagnate when they get caught in that fear or those memories and they can't move forward.
Well, the problem is the average person has 60,000 complete thoughts a day. Well, 85% of those they had the day before. How do you possibly make tomorrow different when the only thing that your brain and your body and your heart is actually reviewing as a plan for tomorrow is what yesterday was? It doesn't happen. That's why getting your past behind you, literally energetically behind you, so that when you think about the past, it's not in front of you, it's behind you. It becomes a resource. It becomes the knowledge that you've got. However, the negative charge is gone. That's what makes it of so much value.
Yeah. There's nothing there to trigger it.
Yeah. With essential oils, I love essential oils. And why? They are an energy frequency that matches the need of something that needs to change.
They work so
phenomenal.
Yeah, they work within 30 to 90 seconds in the bloodstream and can change the dopamine and endorphins, neurotransmitters, everything in the brain. And I think using this information that you have and then the oils as well would be almost like a win-win situation for the client as
Most people know Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Right? Yeah.
Most people know the name Dr. Bruce Lipton. Bruce wrote to me back in 1997, "I laud your groundbreaking efforts in what may prove to be the future of medicine." Bruce and I have been friends for close to 32 years. He knows and understands what it is I'm doing. In fact, the first reason I went to Australia, I've made 5 trips already, was because Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza told them, somebody asked the question, "You have great material. You tell us what's possible. You really do. When are you going to tell us how to do it?" And they both looked at each other and said, "Tell them to call Gary." So they know that what I'm doing is teaching the how to. I take the frustration out of having so much knowledge of what's possible and saying, "But I don't know how to do it." No, it's not complicated. It's just you getting to where you look at love for the energy that's there. And that's why the book at GarySinclair.com is available. That's why the processes, there are 7 processes in that book that works. Rhonda, when I talked to you earlier, we talked about people that have pain in their body, you know, people that have had it there for a lifetime. Let me give you a couple instances. A client in my office here 3 weeks ago, he said, "You've got to understand, for 35 years, I've had chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia so bad, I grit my teeth in pain all the time." I said, "Well, number one, let me ask you a question." He said, "If you became aware of the part of the energy inside of you that made you have this, where do you believe you'd feel the feeling of that part of energy?" Now, I'm not going to go into detail of the process, but ultimately, he found it. Ultimately, it was asked if it would like to become part of the awareness and consciousness of who he is as a whole again. The answer was yes. His pain level dropped to 10 down to a 4 in about 8 seconds.
Sam said to him,
here's what you need to know. You need to know that chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia are diseases of people who overcommit. They start helping someone, and then they realize, wow, I could help someone else. Next thing they know, they pay almost no attention to themselves. They take better care of other people than they take of themselves. And because of that, the body says, if you don't slow up and take care of you, I will slow you up. And it slowly does. It does it to such a degree that it begins to create fibrin. It begins to create pain. Fibrin then begins to create scar tissue. And all it's doing is saying, pay attention to yourself. So I said to the gentleman, if you will agree, and actually agree, I want to hear it consciously, agree to begin to take better care of yourself, I know another change is going to take place. Well, he talked about how great that would be and everything, and I said, okay, we can talk all we want, but until you've actually committed to it, nothing's going to change. Is that something you really want to do? And he started talking again, and I said, wait a second. No, I've asked the question. You tell me, is that a commitment you're willing to make? Because I want to see the change take place in you. And he finally said, well, yes, okay, yes, I absolutely agree. I'm going to say, I said, okay, now check and see where your pain level's at. He said, oh, it's gone. After that, I taught him some other stuff that I know. It's all about how do you get the scar tissue out of the body. And he is coming back to see me because we're going to make sure that the scar tissue is now out of the body. So I love it. I love it. I love it. In New Orleans, I had a man in restoration. In New Orleans, I had a man in my restoration class. He had been struck by lightning in January of 2012. When I started to teach even how to feel your energy the way you learned it today, he reaches up and he's rubbing his shoulder and he says, I really need to tell you that I'll do the best I can with everything, but I'm in so much pain that I don't know whether I can continue to do, you know, what I'm doing because I really hurt that much. And I said, you know, are you in much pain now? And he said, I've been in this much pain since January of 2012 when I got struck by lightning because it came right through here. My left shoulder went down across the front of me and then blew out my right knee. I said, will you do me a favor? Well, I did the same process with him. It took 9 seconds for all the pain to be gone in that shoulder. And then 45 minutes later, he's rubbing his knee, and I said, let's just check this. Did the same process with him using the knee. It took roughly 4 seconds, and all the pain was gone in the knee. Now, the wonderful confirmation about it all, on top of the fact that the pain was gone, was the room I was in, we had 13 steps up and down in order to get into the healing room I was teaching in. And as we did what we did, he finally got up and said to his wife, I'm going to the restroom. Well, when she heard him go downstairs, she made everybody stop and say, listen, Phil's going downstairs. Do you hear that? He's going downstairs. Because he was walking normal. When he came back up, he walked normal back up the stairs as well. Then he just stood there rubbing his knee, looking at us like, I don't know what to say. This is a miracle. How will I ever explain to my friends that I've talked to energy within me and the energy I could feel it, and I asked it to release, and it said it wanted to, and it did, and I'm serious. All the pain is gone. Well, I have a note from him. 3 months later, he's written to a convention group that actually has an annual convention of people that have been struck by light or electrocuted, you know, type of reactions. Mm-hmm. And he's asked them if they will let me be their keynote speaker next year. I love it.
Oh, nice.
This is so natural. The thing is, we're loaded with pain. We're loaded with pain that's locked in our body. It's been there for decades. What we don't know is how to unlock it. And unlocking it takes seconds. Now, if I say to somebody, the pain's on a 1 to 10, you know, call it a 10. Let's see where you're at. And do just that process. And this isn't trolling. This is a different one. When they do that process, sometimes they're only at a 3 or a 2 after that. But the reason why is the body still has healing recovery work to do. For decades, it completely stopped because the energy was in charge of making sure by pain that they did not continue to heal. Does that make sense? So
yeah,
now we've done something where, as Bruce Lipton puts it, we've stopped their blood from flowing in protection, because when they pay attention to the pain, they're in protection, and we're now allowing the blood to flow in growth and regeneration so it can complete the process that's necessary to allow them to heal.
Exactly.
So this is the stuff I work with all day long. Not only have I had a life of miracles, but I watch a life of miraculous changes in people by the minute all day long. The emails that come back to me are mind-blowing, saying I never thought I would ever get to where I could even get help for what I've gotten help for. I'm clearing memories. I'm healing memories as fast as I can. This stuff works. Absolutely works.
Can you give the listeners your information one more time? And we're getting close.
Sure.
At the end of the hour.
Well, the book is available on Amazon. If somebody feels that they want to buy it, they're absolutely welcome to. It's not necessary at this point. However, if it's not on the website available, then just know it's on Amazon. The title is Healing Memories in Seconds, 7 Ways That Work by Gary Sinclair. The website again is www.garysinclair.com. And just a couple days ago, I put 2 videos on the website. One will teach you the procedure that I taught you earlier. The next one on there will teach you how to work with memories that are in that 5 to 7, 5 to 8 range. So there's actually another one on there that's not so easy to describe over the phone that you can find on the web and use. Of course, the book is going to go even higher up. And then if you realize, you can spend days, weeks, years working on any memory pump and neutralizing it. Or, in fact, you can take a restoration course and in 2 days have your life in a whole different direction. Look at the before and after pictures on the website. The before and after pictures show you that it takes 10 years off you by doing that 2 days of work. It takes 10 years simply because where do we carry so much of our stress? Right in our face. So the body, as it begins to go through all the healing that it does, it's that amazing as to the end result. So what else can I answer for you, Rhonda? How can we love these people
just,
to life? That's what it's about.
I think that part of it is just, you know, really getting the word out there. And listeners, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to email me or Gary. Reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com. You know, because we'll be bringing a lot of new people into the light on this show in the next few weeks, and a lot of it is all really new information that's just come out since 2012. And what I'm seeing is there's a huge shift in healing and the approach to healing compared to what it was up until now. It's not a lot of, you know, trudging the happy road to destiny so much. It's more about showing up and doing your part, and then you can heal yourself by changing your thought process and your energy process. And I think you see that quite a bit on a daily basis.
I think 20 years ago, people might have laughed at me for the one called Soul Link. But today, no one's laughing because it's 100% successful. These processes that I'm talking about, they're not in that 60 to 80% success rate. These processes are 100% successful, and I'm teaching them to thousands with that success.
And that's amazing, and you're getting your book out there so that people can read it and start the healing process, and then if they want to have a session with you, they can. And I think that's amazing that you gave them the instructions, you know, to how to access this information, to which up until now there's not a lot of people that are willing to share that information.
That I understand. I should have died 16 times already. Let's face it. At age 70, I'm here for a reason and a purpose, and I know what it is.
Yeah, and bless you for hearing, you know, the words that are spoken to you to, you know, go forward with this, because not everyone would do that.
That I understand.
Well,
we
either love
them to life or we love them to death.
Exactly. We either love them, you're right,
to
death, or love them
to
life.
Or love them to death.
You know, and I think loving them to life is a much better way to do these things. So, listeners, tomorrow I'll have Reeve Haven on the show, and he is an angel reader and does a lot of work with the upper dimensions. If you would like to call in, you can call it at 1-347-838-9142. Tomorrow's show's at noon, daylight savings time, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Central time, and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard time. And I hope everyone has a wonderful week and day, and I will talk to all of you in the next 24 hours on Roadmap or Searcher's Roadmap.
Bless you, heart to heart. Love you to life.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.